Hi everyone. I see the space is slowly but surely filling up, so we're just gonna wait for the other speakers and then we'll start.
Hey, folks.
Mateusz.
I guess.
Hello, Peter.
Yet another app.
All right, I see Will joined as well. So we have everybody here. And I think we can start. Hi, everyone, and welcome to our Oasis at Consensus Twitter space. Today we have with us Peter, Mateusz, and Will. And we're going to talk a bit about what we're going to be doing at Consensus, where you can meet us in person if you're going to be in Austin next week. And then let's see where the conversation takes us. But first, maybe some quick introductions from everybody here. Peter, let's start with you.
Cool, thanks, Mate. So I'm Peter. I lead the engineering team at Oasis Labs. I've been a longtime contributor to the Oasis network, I think about 5 years now. But actually, this will be my first year attending Consensus, so I'm really excited to be going to Austin to have the opportunity to, interact with a lot of our community and hopefully see a bunch of you guys there.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, Peter's one of the OGs here. Mateusz, what about you? Can you give us a quick intro?
Hey. Yeah, it's the first time for me as well. So I think everyone at the Consensus will have something to talk about with us. Peter, perhaps we'll be talk about the dev breakfast a bit later, but we'll be focusing basically on all areas of the Oasis. We'll talk about the theory and more about the architecture, about our Oasis platform. We'll talk about how to quickly start building confidential dApps on our Oasis Sapphire paradigm. And also, we'll talk about the latest leading-edge technologies like the Oasis Privacy Layer for connecting with other blockchains and so on. So, yeah, everyone, it will be great.
Awesome, thanks, Matthias. You know that hey got me that those BitConnect vibes. Will, maybe a short intro from you as well, but I think the majority knows you already.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Will, I'm the Ecosystem Growth Manager at the Oasis Foundation, Oasis Protocol Foundation. This will be my second time at Consensus, and I'm really excited to go and network and to participate in all these events that we have planned.
Awesome, thanks, Will. And I'm Matei, the PD manager here at Oasis. I think I've been to a few spaces, so no need for a deeper introduction. So let's just dive in a little bit more into why we're going to Consensus. You know, our goal is always to spread the word about how on-chain privacy is the key to unlock the full potential of Web3, and to showcase how our tooling enables anybody to easily add privacy to their dApp on any EVM-compatible chain. We do a lot of it online, but conferences where like-minded people can meet in person are always a better place to spread the message and showcase the technology. That's why we decided to host the developer breakfast, for everybody that's interested to know more about our privacy layer, see a few demos about how it can be utilized. It's going to be on the 25th at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. at the central distributing. Seats are limited, so make sure you register online to get your tickets. We're also going to be live streaming it, so anybody that can't you know, join in person will be able to watch it on probably on YouTube. And we also have a Bluehead consensus. It's going to be number 9 to 3. Make sure you stop by one of those, as we're having a special Oasis swag wheel lucky draw, you know, where you can get some Oasis caps, bags, t-shirts, or even I don't know, fans to cool off the excitement about if the, you know, excitement about privacy gets too high. You can check out more at oasisprotocol.org/consensus2023 for more information. But yeah, maybe enough from my side. And maybe, you know, Will, can you speak a bit more about what attendees can expect to get from our presence there, you know, apart from swag, and what takeaways you hope they take from our demos?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we'll be you know, educating attendees about, you know, Sapphire, the first ever confidential EVM for Web3, as well as the Oasis Privacy Layer, which is, you know, as some of you might be familiar with, you know, sort of architecture which allows any EVM chain to leverage the Oasis Sapphire network to add privacy to their applications. And so we're really excited to be able to showcase these sort of features for Web3 to the entire community. Yeah,
what about you, Peter, from the developer side? You know, what's your expectation here? What they can take away from the demos?
Yeah, you know, I think just really excited to get hands-on with developers and, you know, show them how they can, you know, use the confidentiality features provided by Sapphire, both by building, you know, building a dApp that runs natively on Sapphire, as well as using the Oasis Privacy Layer to utilize those privacy features in their app that's running on any EVM chain. I think, you know, some of the you know, recent developments that we've had since the last time, I think the last time that I was, you know, in a in-person event with developers was San Francisco Blockchain Week, end of last year. At that point, we were looking forward to launching Sapphire on mainnet. It hadn't quite happened yet, and so in the interim, since then, we've launched Sapphire on mainnet. So, like Will said, the first and only confidential EVM that's running on our mainnet now. So, you know, really everything's in place for, you know, developers to go out there and start launching applications that utilize confidential EVM. And so, yeah, just really looking forward to meeting developers and helping facilitate folks getting their applications launched on Sapphire.
Yeah, getting their hands dirty. Mateusz, I know you'll be doing a presentation during the developer breakfast. Can you share a bit more about what you're going to be presenting?
Hey, yeah, so we'll be talking about, you know, how to get your hands dirty as clean as possible when you start developing on Sapphire. We made two exclusive dApps, especially for the Consensus 2023. So the first one is called the Oasis Riddle, where folks will have to answer a secret question. And if they answer it correctly, they will earn some reward. The second dApp is the Oasis Swag. Folks will, you know, try their luck by spinning the wheel, and they can earn some Oasis swag. I'm not revealing what those are yet, but yeah. And it's interesting because those two apps basically expose unique features of our Oasis confidentiality, namely the Oasis Riddle, the one used for the questions and answers for the quiz, relies on a confidential contract state, because both answers and questions are stored all on-chain. There are no third-party services involved here. So you can't basically do that without having a confidential platform. And the Oasis Swag dApp relies on the random number generator. So we also support generating random numbers and even generating new confidential key pairs, all on-chain. So these are the features I'm really excited about, and we'll talk about those at the Dev Breakfast.
Awesome, awesome. So yeah, with a few simple dApps, you know, showcasing what can be done on a larger scale. Maybe yeah, we can talk a bit more here about, you know, as more developers are building with privacy in mind, a lot of things will change in Web3. Peter, I don't know, maybe you can answer us what you see as most fascinating, you know, things that privacy can enable.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Mate. So I think, you know, we're speaking to our community here. I think, you know, most everyone in our community is really excited about what privacy can bring to Web3. I think, to me, the thing that I kind of comes to mind first is the potential for privacy to really help kind of expand the reach of Web3, expand to, you know, into different kinds of applications that haven't been possible up to this point, and, you know, to usher in more mainstream use cases. And so one thing that that we sometimes talk about is this analogy to the change on the web that happened when we went from HTTP to, you know, TLS and HTTPS. And so, you know, that unlocked so many, you know, more types of businesses and applications that, that, you know, that needed this transport security. I think we see a similar thing in Web3 with, you know, going from the current world where we have, you know, all on-chain state is fully public, which, you know, has a lot of benefits for transparency and is really great, but at the same time can be limiting for a lot of, you know, a lot of services and applications that actually do need to, you know, to handle both private and public state. And so, you know, I think, you know, we're kind of excited about this, you know, real shift in Web3, where now you can have, you know, on-chain state that's both public and private, and you can have applications that can leverage that to, you know, to address a lot of use cases that currently are not really possible to be done on chain. I think, you know, if you know, I think for Web3 to really, you know, really continue to grow and go mainstream, I think, you know, we see privacy as just a really, you know, important, necessary building block. And so, you know, that's the thing that I'm most excited about, is just really, really pushing Web3 forward, expanding the reach and, you know, opening up the potential for lots of new types of applications.
Definitely, definitely. As Web3 or crypto matures, privacy will definitely be needed, and we can see that already happening with all the conversations that are going around in the ecosystem. Maybe to all the listeners, if you have some questions for us, you can post them in the replies of the Twitter Space tweet, and we'll try to answer them at the end. But maybe we can touch more on the concrete use cases. You know, maybe Will, do you have any use cases that you see that would be an awesome fit for OPL that might give some ideas to the hackathon participants as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think to sort of echo Peter, you know, what I'm really excited about are these use cases, which I guess like sort of expand what privacy means for Web3 beyond like anonymous transactions into like these applications which leverage confidential computation as well as like encrypted smart contract state. To enable like more sophisticated applications as well as applications which, you know, can provide better user experiences. So some examples of these would be like, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, confidential DAO voting. So the, you know, I think in terms of governance, you know, we have as a population, we've seen like a, you know, that anonymous governance or anonymous sort of voting, you know, it can eliminate biases in a lot of different use cases, but this is not currently possible in Web3. So the ability for any EVM application, any EVM DAO to leverage Opal, Oasis Privacy Layer, as well as Sapphire in order to, you know, get this new functionality, I think it's like a massive use case for all Web3, the ability to essentially use Oasis for the posting of confidential ballots or encrypted ballots, which then can be aggregated and sent back to their home chain. Another use case that I find extremely exciting is in gaming. So, you know, I think that almost any game, you know, requires some aspects of confidential logic or encrypted state. So, you know, a card game requires you to not know what's in the other player's hands, or requires you to not know the current state of the deck. A strategy game often has this fog of war mechanic where you can't see certain coordinates of the map, or you can't see where certain resources are. Yeah, and even like RPG role-playing games have like puzzles, riddles, quests, where like there's some sort of question posed to you, which there's an unknown solution, and in Web3 right now, like there's no way to do that entirely on chain, where you can't see the solution for any of these things. You can't see the coordinates for the strategy game. You can't see the deck for the card game, and you can't see the answer to the solution to a riddle or a quest in a role-playing game. And so I'm very excited about the fact that for the first time ever, the Oasis Privacy Layer and Sapphire offers sort of a solution which games that want to build, Web3 native games that want to build, no longer have to make this trade-off of, you know, taking things off-chain and losing their trustlessness and their high integrity that comes to the blockchain, and instead can build, you know, something that's both decentralized, high integrity, and trustless on chain while also being private. So these are the applications that I find the most interesting.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Will, for that. I mean, I definitely agree that gaming, in order to be fully Web3, it needs to get itself rid of the Web2 component, where they usually keep the trustful part, where what they keep need to keep private, and yeah, offload that trust to the blockchain, something like Oasis, OPL, Oasis Sapphire, and use that to really be trustless. Yeah, completely agree. Mateusz, you do you have any inputs on the use cases for OPL?
Yeah, so I might add. I mean, I liked the comparison Peter gave regarding the HTTP and HTTPS. In the Web2 world, I think here actually what Oasis did is we jumped two steps ahead. One is having the secure communication protocol between the client and the nodes, and the other step we made is basically the trusted execution environment, because any code that is executing and processing your data can be audited and assured. Even if it's a smart contract, for example, it can be verified so that the data you're processing is really being processed as they should be, you know. So if you compare this to the Web2 world, even if you have this HTTPS connection, you have no idea what the server is doing on the other side. And here, basically, you know exactly where data are going and who is processing it and how. And right, yeah. So regarding the OPL, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. So there are some dApps which are definitely difficult to migrate because of their complexity and testing procedures and so on directly to our platform. So our rationale here is that let's just port a single small fraction of the app to our platform, to our confidential Sapphire, and then use the bridges to integrate this small fraction of the complete app to assure confidentiality back to the code base of the original app.
Yeah, great insights, Mateusz, great insights. I think today we're not going to keep our listeners too long because it is Friday. So as we mentioned at the beginning already, we have the developer for breakfast on the 25th, which will be live stream. So even if you can't join in person, we'll be happy to see you online. And then from the 26th to the 28th, you can find us at booth 923 at Consensus. Also, if anybody has any inside scoop for some evening side events, to let us know in the DMs. We'll be happy to join and attend. Any last thoughts from you guys, Peter, Mateusz, Will?
I guess, you know, if anyone is attending, you know, I'd be extremely pleased to meet you at Consensus, and I hope to see a large showing from our community there.
Yeah, I'll echo Will on that. Looking forward to meeting as many members of our community as we can, and then especially any developers out there who are interested, curious about adding privacy to their applications. Yeah, please come talk to myself and Mateusz, and we're here to provide support and help you figure out how to bring your application to Oasis.
Right, and also if you're a researcher or an investor or just a developer in smart contracts, or just, you know, keen in confidentiality, don't hesitate to step up and visit us at our booth, or join the Discord channel if you haven't already done so. We're checking that regularly, so yeah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you guys, and thank you everyone for coming to the Twitter space. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, and as Mateusz already said, join our Discord and Telegram to get the latest info about Oasis. And I guess we'll see you at the next one. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye bye.
Thanks, Mateusz.
Thanks, everybody.
See you guys in Austin.